one of the times I was really proud to be an American was, you know, when I graduated Marine Corps boot camp, receiving an Eagle Globe and Anchor. It was probably the happiest time of my life because I realize now I can do something for my country. My name is Catalino Edlis. I live here in Denver, Colorado. I was born in the Philippines and I was adopted and afforded the privilege to be an American. I was lucky enough, I think I won the lotto, to be an American. I am 27, about to be 28. I was in the military for 4 years. I did 2 tours to Afghanistan and then I did 1 year down in the Philippines in Mindanao. And I was 18 years old when I graduated boot camp. What it means to be an American, what I believed when I joined the military, was to be patriotic, to go and serve the country that you love, to enjoy all the first world freedoms that we all have. Traveling and seeing, you know, Africa, some places in Europe, South America, you see how terrible it is. So being American is being able to take advantage of what it means to be a superpower, meaning we have access to clean water. We have access to fast food, you know, and we have the ability to go ahead and hop in a car, take a road trip, have a vacation, you know, do dumb stuff like get arrested because you drank and drove. People in these third world countries that's not even an issue. The biggest issue is survival. I did believe going over to Afghanistan and trying to better people's lives over there was going to help, you know, build a better Middle Eastern utopia. You know, in my mind, I thought that for sure. Didn't come to fruition, unfortunately, as we see now. It's not the issue of any of the military's fault. It's the suit's fault. You know, people who wear who call the big shots. You know, people fought hard. People died in that country. People lost limbs. People bled. People cried. You know, people sweat. You know, they put a lot of hard work into it. I think we lost a lot, for sure. We lost a lot of time. We lost a lot of money being there. And for sure, the people now will look down upon us there in Afghanistan because, man, we left so many families there. People who were translators, people who wanted their country to be better, and we just left them. There are criticisms that I have, but I could never feel ill about America due to the fact that America is what took me in. And it kind of gave me that chance of having a great life, of being able to sit here and talk about it, you know, and having all these wonderful things. That's why I could never feel any ill will against America. I don't think I would ever harbor those feelings, ever.